This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you're a small business and you have, you know, registers to check people out, and maybe you're having a little trouble hanging on to cashiers, well, check out self-checkout. Southwest Point of Sale has been doing it for over 20 years. You can call them at 800-540-2149. They'll come out. They'll take a look at your system. And if they can adapt theirs to yours, you can save yourself a ton of money. And you get 7-day, 24-hour-a-day service. That's Southwest Point of Sale, 800-540-2149. Also, Black Forest Motorsports, Porsche, BMW, and Mini. You can't get any better service than those three. And they've been doing it for over 40 years. Black Forest Motorsports, 8066 Engineer Road. Just go to blackforestautomotive.com, make an appointment, and you will love it. All right. We got Brittany in the house. What'd you think of the bacon chocolate?
Delicious.
Did you like it?
Very much so.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Put a smile on your face.
Well, it was crafted with joy. So
I know. And it's and a toothache in your head.
I'll eat it in moderation. It will last 3 days.
You think?
I will try.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'll try.
Hey, you got special guests in the house. Who you got?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've been talking about him enough during the Barona segment because he's been in a couple divisions at multiple tracks, and it's come up quite often this season.
What, Mr. Championship?
Well, not only 2021 IMCA California State Champion, but also 2021 Barona Speedway Sport Compact Champion. Please welcome David Hunt and his fiancée, Angela, have made it into the house.
Hello, children. You got to get closer to your mic. What are you, a star or something? Look at this
Hello.
Girl.
It's all laid back.
Laid back, just kicking it. So, happy with your season, my friend?
Right?
Oh, very happy.
No, you wanted to win Cocoa Pot, too. Tell the truth.
I did. I wanted the trifecta.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, it didn't work out. And the guy that won down there, good kid.
Deserved it.
He deserved it.
Yeah. So, and what about you, Angela? How many championships did you get?
Zero, but watching him win his was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's really a lot of it too, because, you know, I know you started out hoping to win the championship.
I didn't start out to go for a championship.
You did or did not?
I did not. I started out have some fun, help build the sport compact division at Barona, and one thing led to another.
Lo and behold.
Yeah.
Well, that makes you a good representative.
I was thinking the same thing. He's a really good ambassador for it. And then I was telling Angela when I saw her downstairs, I have retold her story over and over. Because if you don't recall, she's the one that said, I was sitting in the stands and thought to myself, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. She found a race-ready sport compact on Craigslist, bought it, and then said, honey, you need to go pick up my new race car. I love it. And it was reasonable in price. What was it?
It was $600.
Race ready?
Race ready.
Yes.
And that car, that cage, the gentleman that built that car did amazing as, you know, David flipped my race car.
Yeah, so it has survived.
Your race car?
Yes, this season.
He did.
I did indeed.
I did indeed.
So do we know the gentleman's name who built the cage?
Chad.
Chad,
he's an official up at Orange Show.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, right. Well, good job, Chad, on that.
So, by him flipping your car, did that have anything to do with your run for the season?
No, I still can't race yet. But now I have a even better car because I'll get his when I can.
Oh, so now you have three?
We have two sports compacts and then his pure stock.
Oh, so you're going to still run the pure stock division too?
You were doing that, right, this season?
The plan is to build a new pure stock for the upcoming season.
Oh, okay. All right.
But you were running pure stock as well as Sport Compact this past season, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. He was busy. And multiple, you did Coco Paul, Barona, what else?
Ventura won a main event up
there. Oh, you like the little track?
How'd you like that little guy?
It was great in the Toyota. Too bad I flipped it.
Oh, that's where it happened?
No, it happened at Barona, but that's a great car for that track, so I have to get it fixed.
Either on its wheels or on its lid, it's a great car for that track.
You like it? You like all sides of it?
Yes.
Was it a Corolla?
It's a Tercel.
Toyota Tercel.
Little Tercel.
So, you know, I might, you know, put it back together, run it at Ventura, and I'm going to run it Night of Destruction up at Paris in their little road course they have set up for those cars.
I know. Brittany went and fell in love with it.
I said, you haven't been listening to the show lately, have you? He's like, I've been busy. Or you would know, I have absolutely fallen in love with that division. That looks like an amazing outlet. Like, say your professional life really stresses you out.
Yes,
and
like
you need an outlet.
We might know.
Yes, I can relate to. And you need an outlet. That looks like the division. Okay. So the one you rolled, you're thinking, is going to get a second life in that.
Correct.
Well, how badly damaged is it?
It's not too bad.
Sheet metal?
Sheet metal, put a steering rack in it, and I'm ready to
back
go.
Back on the road. You know, you really got to let Brittany take one out one time.
I might have to do that.
Because this has been driving her crazy.
I want it really bad. So I think they call it the mini stock of Night of Destruction, or Night of Destruction mini stock. And there are not many rules.
Yeah.
Do you have restraints in
that
car?
I don't think there's any.
Arm restraints?
Seat belts.
It's an IMCAA legal car.
Yeah, you don't even need that. I mean, I'm glad you do.
At Paris, you
and
don't
you
need
should
it.
Keep it. But for that Night of Destruction mini stock, you don't even need that.
You do need a helmet.
It's a good idea, but you can just do like pull over the shoulder, click the.
That's what they use.
Is that crazy?
But I would want to.
Yeah, I would want it.
I'd want a harness.
No, I want a harness.
Yeah harness. That's
He's flipped twice now. He knows what it's like.
Yeah.
You want your harness. And you're too big to be bouncing around without a harness.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's crazy you don't need it. Yeah. But that looks so fun. If you go back and listen to last week or the week before, I was describing it turn for turn.
Oh, yeah.
We had one of the drivers in here.
She keeps screaming at her crew. But he even took her crew to the track to try to get him talked into it.
And it didn't work.
Yeah. Not this time.
Well, we might have to work something out here.
I agree.
But you know
what?
You know that would be the biggest mistake you would make. If you get behind the wheel and the team or the crew still says no, that's like having a piece of pie and then you can never eat pie.
Yeah, just having one bite of it.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Just leave them at home and me and David will go with you.
There's your new crew.
Yes. And I love my crew. Don't get me wrong.
I know you love your crew.
Because
they're listening.
Yeah. No, I love them despite that or including that. But the outlet seems very therapeutic and cheaper than therapy.
Well, David, I mean, you'll have to admit it's not an expensive car to run.
No, it's not an expensive car at all.
Especially if you keep it on and keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up.
Well, yeah, you know, body panels are getting hard to find, and they're getting darn expensive.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Everything. COVID, remember? You just say COVID, and then everyone understands.
See, I would be scouring the wrecking yards and just bringing shells home.
They're just expensive at the wrecking yards.
You what?
They're just as expensive at the
right. Are they really?
So I love that in one season you did Ventura and Coco Paw. Could we get a little more extreme in size for dirt track? I don't think we could.
Well, from little to big.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I
think
I mean.
Coco Paw is the biggest one we run right now.
Which one do you like the best?
Well, I like Coco Paw.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Because of the speeds that you can get yourself up to.
Yep.
What kind of speeds are you running?
I have no idea.
Your speedometer doesn't work?
Nope.
The Toyota does.
Why, did you make sure of that, Angela?
No, but my lights work and everything in it, too.
Really?
Radio?
I don't know.
No, I think they make you take the radios out. Yeah,
don't look at. Don't do like NASA. The NASA guys use their turn signals. But that's another story. Hey, we got to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Took her out Friday night, I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out, and she took off my pants.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. New, used, service, it's all good. Paul Dyke races out at Verona, and he's kind of like David Hunt, going after every championship that he can possibly get under his belt. Dirt Dude is on Toolbox Drawer 37, so he won't be calling in today.
Oh!
What's he doing on the line?
He's going to give us his 2 cents about David Hunt. I'm sure he's
watched
him race.
Oh, you going to give your 2 cents? Do you have 2 cents?
Dude, I had to photobomb somehow, you know?
You're more than welcome to do so.
Absolutely.
So, well, I have a question. So this just came up. Chris Nemeth brought up, so this would be a good thing to ask David Hunt that's sitting there with you. Chris Nemeth asked, could we run a race where we put the sport compacts versus the pure stock? I guess Paris is kind of doing that now. They're bringing in their sport compacts versus in their stocks, their mini stocks or whatever their stock is. So I wonder what the difference, since David has both, what the difference would be.
I couldn't run both on the same night.
Okay.
Well, just because there's only you. But what's the difference between the cars?
Once Angela's back in the car.
What's the difference between the cars?
Yeah,
are they both front-wheel drive?
Yeah.
One's
front-wheel drive, one's rear-wheel drive. The other one would be a V8 versus a four-cylinder.
I know.
But the weight difference. But the thing is...
Yeah, 3,500 pounds for a pure stock against some of those sport compacts that, you know, we don't weigh a whole bunch. You know, that.
But they are relatively fast, though, the sport compacts versus a pure stock.
Yeah. It'd be interesting.
Would it be fair if the stock hit a sport compact? Is it safe enough? Yeah. You just said 3,500.
The car. Yeah. Most of the sport compacts could take a hit.
Okay.
The problem is with the momentum of the pure stock, if they got into a sport compact, it may not
work at Cocopah or Paris on the big track. But
Paris is not doing that. You've seen that they're actually running trucks with their cars, which is crazy because a truck has a lot of weight behind and they're a lot stiffer. But I mean, if you did a sport compact versus the pure stock, yeah, the weight difference, but I think it would be relatively pretty much the same because our track, you run an IMCA, which is a full cage car, and a sport compact. At Paris, it's pretty much whatever you put in your car to make it indestructible, mm-hmm. so they can, like, save front end and wheels and stuff like that. Like, they build an exoskeleton on them, but I'm not sure they don't require a safety cage in their cars.
As far as I know, last person we talked to that ran in the Night of Destruction, it was a lap belt.
Yeah. Yeah, are you just talking Night of Destruction, Dirt Dude?
Yeah, but you don't have that at Paris or at Verona. Verona.
Yeah, are you referring?
No, but we run the sport compacts and we run the pure stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Would we run them? Could we run them together? Like have a grudge race? Like would be better, the pure stock or the sport compact?
Like a one time?
Yeah, like a one time deal, like a race off, like.
Well, there's one way to find out.
Yeah, as long as it's safe, maybe figure that. We need to talk to a.
As long as it's safe, I'm game.
Because Paris had put their modifieds against their street stocks for a race to see who was better, a street stock or a modified, which is pretty close.
Oh.
Hmm.
I would have thought, okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Modified might have been more.
Yeah, you'd think.
So without thinking, just bam, which would you choose?
Your stock.
Okay, so yeah. I'm just wondering maybe if that has
a little bit more beefy.
This, yeah, some sort of advantage.
Angela, which one would you pick?
Pure stock.
Yeah.
Okay. That's two to one or 2-0.
So the sport compact that won this year was like a Ford Focus. Who was driving that? Was that
Chris?
Yeah. So I'd love to see him race then that sport because he's good at everything.
Against David Hunt.
Yeah, that would be like a fair fight.
That's why he was thinking like,
yeah, that'd be rad.
How close would it be?
That's.
But like I said, now you're running IMCA sport compact not running the Night of Destruction compacts, which they run, because we've had people come down and run them. But the thing is, IMCA is a little more strict on the rules. Like, you can't have a welded differential in a sport compact. It has to be front-wheel drive and only one front-wheel drive drive. So when you're getting the corners, if you have, like welded rear end, like you could do a welded rear end in a pure stock, give you, like, a love posi-locked rear end, but you can't do that in a sport compact.
Correct.
Right. Well, see if you can talk the Barona folks into it.
Yeah, an exhibition. And I want Chris in that Ford Focus to give everyone a run. That was awesome to see a Ford Focus win.
What was funny thing was, He's known him from driving a modified, so he's been like some big cars,
yeah,
modified, and like that. And then he goes, I just picked up the sport compact for fun. He goes, it's been the funnest thing I've ever done, and awesome. I don't have to, you know, a big budget for it. Mm-hmm. He had that car delivered for $1,600, and I think it was it out of Nevada or out of, it was up north, but it wasn't like in California. The guy for $1,600 delivered to his door, race ready.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was gonna say it probably cost more to ship it if he was to ship it than to buy it.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest deals I've seen.
That's amazing.
Now, like, well, with the demand of cars, like, everyone is going to wrecking yards and getting, like, these cars that are either impounded, recovery, and stuff like that, and you know. I've been seeing stuff, and it's crazy. Stuff with, like, a salvage title, and they're wanting almost dealer prices for a salvage title.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, you are smoking some crack, man.
No, I'm telling you. It's insane.
It's
not. Yeah. But
they are getting it.
The market's out there, I mean, because there's no cars, new or used.
Yeah.
I mean, I took
and
a car.
People are just setting their prices to be like, hey, if it goes, it goes. If not, I'm not taking a loss on it.
Because,
you know, you buy it for $1,000 and you turn around and you dump money into it, but not a lot. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to try and get $4,000 or $5,000 for it.
Yeah.
You're going to get your money back if you can sell it.
Sure.
And I'm sure there's someone be like, oh, that might be a good deal. It might be worth it. I can't find anything.
That just happened to someone who works with Steve. He sold it back for more than he bought it for.
Well,
the Toyota Tundra.
I had a guy on KUSI, his wife's father passed away, and he had a 2018 Honda Accord with 42,000 miles with a caved-in left fender. So he asked me if I could help him sell it, you know, and I said, ah, sure, unless I get online and I look, and it's going from 18 to 21. I said, without the fender being caved in. Took it down to El Cajon Ford, walked up to Ron Radigan, I said, what do you give me for it? 25. I said, didn't you see the fender? He goes, didn't you hear me? He says, 25. I'll give you 25. And he gave 25 for it only because, you know, there's just nothing on the lot. I mean, Elko and Ford starting to do much, much better. That's not going to last 2 weeks if you keep doing that. It'll be gone before the end of the show.
The problem with these cars going up in price, especially these cars that we use in the sport compact division, is there's a $1,500 claimer on these cars. These cars are getting... I mean, you really have to hunt to find a deal on one before you get the cage and everything else. It's driving the price of these cars up. Because I see them for sale, and it's like, wow. I can't believe they're actually
getting
those prices.
And what do you mean by a claimer? You mean somebody can actually put a claimer on your car at the end of a race?
Yes.
Yes. There's a $1,500 claimer on these cars.
To see if you cheated?
Hey, someone wants your car, and they've been running out there, and... And there's certain rules you got to follow to do a claim.
And if you don't, I didn't know that. I knew there was a time you could claim engines. You know, you could claim a guy's engine and say, you know, but
is this only for the winner?
No,
it's anybody you want, I think.
I'm not sure exactly how the claiming rule works for IMCA.
Come on, Dirt Dude, help us.
Come on, Dirt Dude.
Give me a second. Hang on. I'm waiting for you guys to stop your yammering. It's usually in the top five.
Okay, thank
Anyone
you.
Anyone in a top five position can do a claimer.
Wow.
That's why when they come up, like when we run an IMCA event, they bring the top five up to the front for the front straightaway because those are the ones eligible for a claimer. They can actually do any kind of claiming. Because IMCA modified, you can claim shocks, you can claim motors, you can claim cars. But a lot of times it's just more shock and motor on that one. Like people will do, I can't remember how much it is for a shock, but I think it's like $1,000 for a motor. But a crate motor costs way more than that. So, like, and then, crates aren't claimers, though. But if you run a non-crate.
Right, yeah, it'd be a non-crate.
Motor,
wow.
you can claim them. You can do a claimer on those.
Did anybody try to claim you last year?
No.
I don't think Angela would let that happen.
Would you go after him, Angela?
No, I'm too nice for that.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Goodness.
Yeah. Quick, pull your feet up.
I think you would, yeah, right?
Quick, pull your feet up.
I think you would have his back to the last.
So your shoes don't fill.
Isn't there also a teardown dirt dude?
Fee?
Yeah. If you suspected somebody was cheating, could you not do that as well?
That's a protest, yeah. You can do a protest like that, but I think that you have to pay if it's legal, and they are disqualified if they find out, like, you're, like, the whole thing with, if you knew someone was running a welded rear end or welded transfer case or transmission, and you protested that, you'd pay that money. And if you found out that, yeah, it's locked up, it's a positive transmission, then you would get your money back. If not, then, if it was, if they found out it was in favor, they would give you your money back, and then that's awarded. The person that was protested against will lose points and be fined. Okay. But if they didn't have a thing and it tested legally, then you would be out your money, because then they give it to the person that you protested.
When did you get into racing, Angela, knowing all this already?
I just know the teardown because I looked into it.
Because she hates.
I needed to find out the gray area.
She looked into it, ladies and gentlemen.
Every racer, that's you can tell right there, racer.
I know.
In the gray area.
That's why I'm asking.
The book doesn't specify that, so that's a gray area, so that means we can improve on that.
I mean, if they would like to pay to have mine tore down, I'm more than happy to take their money.
Right. Well, because you're not going to cheat.
Oh, no.
No.
I have way too much integrity for that.
Yeah. Well, and it's, well, yeah, but see, I hate to say it, but motorsports is probably the only sport that you're looked up to if you cheat.
I know. I'm with you, Angela. They say that, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, but I.
I know. I'm right there with you, too. I don't, lie, cheat, and steal is my motto. Never do it.
Wait, did you say it is your motto?
No, it's not my motto.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You never lie, cheat, and steal, because it's one you can't remember. And
running for this championship, I really went through my cars to make sure they were super legal.
Yeah,
because
so you'd
lose it.
I put all the time, the effort into it. I didn't want something stupid to cost me a championship.
And your reputation has a lot to do with it as well. Whether
be hard
you think
to live
so
it down.
Not.
That too.
That too. All right, hey, Dirt
so,
Dude.
So real quick, you haven't asked David how his cool jacket, his plaque, and all his award stuff was.
He's going to be back on at 3:45, so set your timer. Get down to drawer 27.
Radio's playing in the garage. I'll keep listening. And
get down to drawer 27 and then come on back on and you can take a listen.
Okay. I'll be there.
You're the man.
Quick reminder, Junior Drivers Banquet next week, correct? The 18th?
Next Saturday?
I think so.
We had racing at our track. We had
that too.
Bunch of mini sprint kind of junior stuff and go-karts. Go-karts are racing.
When?
Had a big go-kart race.
I saw it posted,
yesterday.
Wow. Well, weather was perfect for it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
It looked like it was great.
When are you going to come in the studio again?
Oh, man. I don't know. My schedule. I gotta have your people get a hold of my people and we'll have them.
Everybody. Pick your feet up off the floor. It's starting to get deep over here. Thanks, buddy. Talk at you later.
You guys have a good one.
You too.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Well, I tell you what, man, Paris Auto Speedway is one hot and fast half-mile clay. And I tell you what, if you haven't been there, you need to go. Brittany can tell you that.
That's a good place.
Loves it up there. Also, John's Automotive Import Repair, 7447 University Avenue. In lovely La Mesa, go to johnsandiegoautorepair.com. Anybody call in? All right, who you got? Who we got on the line?
You got me.
Yay!
Oh, it is you. I didn't know you were the promoter to Mojave.
No. I was trying to get him. He didn't get back to me. So,
well, it's good to have you.
Well, we have David Hunt in the house, and he's going to Mojave. He'll be there on New Year's Day. And he's very excited.
Very cool racetrack. He's never been there before. It's really, really a nice racy place. And for people who've never been there before, like I tell people, it's like you're 20 minutes away from Laughlin.
Oh, wow.
You can go to the race, you know, you can go gamble, have fun over in Laughlin. There's actually the Ave Resort, which is technically in Laughlin, but that's about halfway. That's like 10 or 12 miles away from the racetrack. So it's really a cool little trip. I announced up there three times last year, subbing for their announcer, and enjoyed every last minute of it. And as soon as you cross the border, gasoline drops about $2 a gallon.
There's some incentive.
Yeah, I know. Somebody asked me to come to North County, and I actually texted him or photographed my gas bill at $9.87 and sent it to him, and he says, okay, I'll come to you.
Yeah, and then
there you go.
It's crazy. So, see, I don't know that much about Mojave. Dave, have you been to Mojave before?
I have not been to Mojave.
Okay, now
I've raced it. I don't have the strongest memories.
You thought it was dusty.
It was dry and dusty, and it was just a dust ball. It was a smaller track, maybe a quarter mile.
How big is it, Scott? Three eighths of a mile.
It's a new promoter there as of last year, so they have done a lot with it. You know, they're putting up a bunch of new lights. They just put up a new catch fence. It's the Arizona deal where, you know, their season starts in February, runs through May, and then it gets so hot they take off June, July, and August, come back in September. So they did, you know, that's when they put up the new catch fence. They added more lights at that point. They added clay coming in and out of the corners to make it a little more racy, and they take care of the track. The nights I was there, it was dusty one night. And that night the wind was blowing, you know. Yeah. Like almost blew me back to New Mexico.
Sounds like when I was there. That's just my memory. It's a blur because it was a blur.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So anything going on at Paris?
Should be a schedule out pretty soon. The only firm things I've heard, I haven't talked to Don much. Only thing firms so far that I know of on the schedule. The schedule's supposedly done. We just haven't released it, and I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. World of Outlaws are coming back for the first time since 2019.
Wow.
They're coming back on March 26th, and that's going to be their only appearance in Southern California all year long. They'll run with the USAC CRA Sprint Cars, and they World of Outlaws just released a deal yesterday. It's got half the country shook up when it comes to racing. Is they're now going to have a midget division and a non-wing sprint car division as well.
Wow.
Rad.
So that raised a ton of eyebrows when they released that yesterday. It's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. You know, because two of their wing races are in Florida just a few days before, a few days after USAC opens. It's, I should say, non-wing races. Some of their non-wing races, two of them are like, just a couple days before, a couple days after USAC opens their season in Florida. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, the press release said everybody's going to work together. Well, let's see what that says in 2 years.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, before we get too deep into this, I want to thank you for the AJ Bender interview.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was probably one of the best interviews. And Cruz Pendragon, I had no idea he was into dirt racing.
Yeah, you know, he ran the Chili Bowl, God, I don't know how many years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
I didn't know that.
And, you know, now I think he's just fielding cars for guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was one of those when Cruz's PR guy called AJ. I think AJ was kind of thought, what? No, this can't
be. Is this really happening?
Yeah. This can't be from Cruz Pendragon. And Cruz has been following him and watching him.
Yeah, I've been working on their press release. I did actually finish a press release for AJ a couple days ago, and he was telling me all that stuff, which is
awesome.
You know, pretty cool. He saw that great race he ran up at Ventura where he passed three guys in a half length of fourth the first and a half lap.
Yeah.
the guys he blew by is a World of Outlaw winner, the all-time leading winner in the USAC West Coast Series, and the all-time leading winner at the Ventura Raceway. He passed all those guys in less than a lap.
Isn't that something? He's such a good kid.
I reached out to him this week. I saw it says, it's official, Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott will be teammates for the 2022 Chili Bowl Nationals. And I sent that to him with the picture. I put no pressure. He goes, ha-ha, I got them covered.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it.
I saw that on Friday. He's a good guy. I'm glad that really happened for him. That's going to be fun.
It is.
Yeah, he's never driven a midget before, so he was in it yesterday. He was driving one of Corey Cruz's midgets up at Ventura yesterday, getting in some laps.
Oh.
Hey, a listener just texted me and said, did you guys run Speedway bikes at Paris last night?
No, that's at Paris Raceway.
Oh, the one next door. Okay.
No, not next door. It's actually about 8 miles away.
Oh.
Oh.
It's on the other side of town. It's been there forever. Goat Brecker built that, I want to say, in the late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
And it's a motocross facility, and it's got a flat track that's normally if they ran on it was flat tracks, but a guy named Steve Evans got involved with it, and he promotes Speedway on there once, I think once a month he does it. And last night was the American final.
Huh.
Which the top three guys from that are seeded into the next round of next year's World Championships, which take place in Europe and Australia. So to get into it, you know, they'd have to – actually, it would be for 2023, I should say. Mm-hmm. They'd have to qualify through rounds next year in Europe. The top three, which Max Rummel, Brock Nickel, and Luke Becker, they'll move on to the next rounds in Europe to try to get into the 2023 World Championship.
Gotcha.
It's a long process, and it won't be decided, I want to say, probably until August.
Uh-huh. All right. Well,
can I go back to Mojave on New Year's?
Sure.
Do you know what divisions are running? Or at least, Dave, what do you plan on racing there, too?
Sport Compacts. They're bringing IMCA Sport Compacts to Mojave.
Do you know what else they're running that night or that weekend?
They are running modifieds, stock cars, sports compacts, and Northern Sport Mods, all IMCA classes.
Thank you, Angela.
You're welcome.
Hey, yeah, you have an assistant.
Because it's not that. It's a five-hour drive from here. Is it that bad? Yeah. When I was there, I went. Bob Freiheit took me out as opposed to my normal crew.
Gotcha.
And I got a knock, an early morning knock the second day, and Mom was there. She couldn't stay away. She snuck out. Nah. Surprised me.
That's funny.
So it's not that bad of a drive. She goes, I had good music. I had to come see you race.
All right. So what else is going on, son?
Not much. You know, just waiting for Don to release the schedule. The stuff, you know, it's just like rumors we're hearing.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Like I said, I haven't talked to him much since the end of the year. I heard from one of our race directors who may run the IMCA modifieds with sprint cars next year, put them on that program. I'm pretty sure IMCA Sport Compacts are coming on board next year.
Yes.
It's going to be a change. They're going to switch to an IMCA stock car class. That's coming, but not this year. Maybe 23 or 24. They're going to give the guys here a chance to run out their street stocks or their factory stocks, whichever decide which one they go to. I think it's going to be street stocks.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give them a chance to run those cars out. So it's just not, you know, that's it. Your car is illegal. They're going to give them time to work that out.
Right.
So that's going to come on board. USAC, I'll get Tony Jones a call in a couple weeks as soon as they release their schedule. Talked to him the other day. And he's got some really good stuff going on this year. An expanded schedule for those guys who've been complaining about it forever, that they're not getting in enough races with USAC CRA. Well, they're going to get like 50% more this year.
Woo.
And actually going to start off at Kokopah at the end of January, three straight nights, 27th, 28th, and 29th. And they're going back at Kokopah the next month for two nights in February, and they're going back there one time in March. And they'll open with the World of Outlaws at Arch Track.
Gotcha.
And you'll continue.
He's got an ambitious schedule he's going after this year, and that's what these guys want. That's, you know,
that's what they want.
It's stupid that they cannot race you know, at Paris or Kokopa or Ventura, when there's a midget race up in Placerville or Chico, and you've got maybe one guy maybe cross over.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all, excuse me, I'm choking here. That's always been a problem, you know, where the sprint car guys are like, why the hell can't we race when those guys are 500 miles away and none of them come down anyway?
Yeah.
Well, Tony Jones got sick of it, and he's changing things up this year.
Nice. And we'll still have Night of Destructions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's
of
the money deal.
Right?
Are you kidding?
Of course.
Yeah, no one's going to give that up.
Where do you find all the boats? How do you drag out boats every time?
You know, it's like an aquarium. It's like, people say the best day of my life was when I got an aquarium. The next best day was when I got rid of it.
That's right.
And a lot of people say the same thing about boats. I don't think we've ever paid for a boat or a jet ski.
Funny.
No. You know what boat stands for? Bring out another thousand.
Yeah, right? I have not heard that. That is a good one.
It's the real deal. All right, buddy.
Yeah,
hey, it's always great talking to you. Folks, stay on top of the Paris Auto Speedway website for the schedule and latest updates. And make sure you put that track on your list of things to do in 2022.
It's an easy drive.
Easy drive. Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Look forward to it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back more with David and Angela on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. CertifiedCarCare.net. Check these guys out. What are you doing?
I've opened for Modest Yahoo. Back when I was performing a bunch, I was mouthing that to Brandon.
That's insane to me. Yeah. I can't believe that because he's one of my favorite artists of all time.
Yeah, back when I was on stage or I was behind my keys five days a week. Modest Yahoo.
He's a Jewish reggae artist.
Down at Qualcomm or whatever it was called, there was an outdoor festival and we opened
Jewish
for him.
Reggae. Okay.
My band wasn't Jewish reggae.
Yours is Hawaiian, right?
No, it was like whatever you would characterize Coldplay as.
Hold on a second. Let me just hear this for a second.
It gets going.
Okay, let's get back to motorsports. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
What do you got stuck in your
mouth? Well, a little chocolate fell out and I didn't want to go.
How much is left? How much is left?
Listeners, I just keep rationalizing why I should have one more piece and one more piece.
Because you said it was going to last a week.
I really thought I've had a box of caramels for 3 weeks. I need one a day.
But that's caramels. They stick in your
teeth. This bacon luxurious.
Well, now you can order it.
Crafted with joy. It's delicious.
Yeah. All right. So, David Hunt, tell me about your finesse for chocolate. No, I'm only kidding.
No, his trophies and his jacket.
So what's this up with a jacket? You got a jacket?
I got two jackets. One that says IMCA state champion, and the other one's Barona Speedway track champion.
Is one in Angela's size?
She's already commandeered one.
Okay.
Yeah. That does happen on occasion.
You know, what's his is mine and what's mine is his.
Exactly.
You know?
Like your race car.
Exactly.
You rolled it. Come on.
Yeah. I got a couple of really nice plaques from him. You know, I just wish I could have gone back for the banquet, you know, just to experience it.
Because, you didn't get a chance to make it?
The plane tickets were outrageous to get to Nebraska.
So I was thinking Barona.
Nebraska.
That's where the IMCA.
And it was the weekend after Thanksgiving. And it was just for him was close to $1,000 and that was just his flight alone.
How many tires would that be, David?
Well, you know what? I took that weekend and went racing at Kokopa with
there
my pair stock.
Yeah.
So you figured out what the hay anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it worked out okay.
Yeah. We need to get you a sponsor so they can
you have some you should give some love to.
I do have sponsors. The guys helped me out this year was 48 Solar, AdFab Graphics, the New Look Auto Restoration. I have two people that sponsored me the past season that I went to high school with. Dawn Loveday, she works at Berkshire Hathaway, and our good friend Nora Dawson helped me out. My new sponsor, Jet Set Concepts, which did my my hero cards.
Do they do stickers?
AdFab Graphics does.
Will you please have them make me 100 of those?
I can do that. Hey, Terry Adams Sr., I got a project for you.
Yes,
I need. I'll send a message to his wife right now.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious. And then Brittany studio. Can give you my contacts. I didn't bring any business cards. But anyway, back to your sponsors. I digress.
Eddie Bryant at Bryant's Racing helped me out a lot.
Eddie Bryant? What did he work on? Headlights?
He got me parts for my pier stock.
Nice. I've known Eddie. I could tell you stories about Eddie.
Oh, we'll have to talk.
Ask him if he knows how to do laundry.
I'll ask him.
Yeah, and watch him cry. He'll know that you and I spoke, but we can talk about that off air. Eddie Bryant, him as his son, amazing.
Yeah, they're good people.
Yeah, yeah.
Rick, my buddy Rick up at Poway Test Only.
That must be a smog station.
It's a smog station.
Have to smog your car? No.
Yeah, the ones I drive on the street. Yeah. I took my car from my dealership over across
the
street.
Car?
Yeah, the race car. The Sport Compact went over and saw him. So, you know, so he could see what he's sponsoring.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was a fun drive down Poway Road.
The road that's never been repaired.
Yeah. Then there's my teammate, Jason Aldridge. You know, couldn't do things without him. Great guy. Yeah, and
haven't we had him
he's
on?
He's a good guy.
Have we had him on?
You need to have him on. He's got a sport mod now.
I thought we've had, the name sure sounds familiar. Maybe I've had him on KU. I don't remember. I'm too old.
Yeah.
Who else you got?
And my buddy Jeff Grill, Hibachi Racing, helped me out this year.
Another no food sponsor. Uh-huh. You need to go down to Kaminsky's and go in and tell those guys to sponsor your car. They don't have to give you money, but they have to give you barbecue.
Oh, we like food.
Have you been to that place?
Yes.
So just go down there and tell them Dave Stahl said that you need to sponsor me.
I'll go on a test drive and go down there and talk to him.
I would, and then just say, hey, you know, I'll bring the race car down, put it on the, you know, put it in front of your restaurant.
I would do that. You know what? I love promoting Barona.
Yep.
I love promoting Cocoa Paw.
Yeah.
Oh, and Brad Whitfield says hi.
Oh, good. I like Brad.
I want to have him in. And for the record, I've asked Jason twice to come on air.
Okay.
Tisk, tisk.
We'll sick Angela on
him. I've seen him race.
We'll sick Angela.
I've seen him race, and I thought he should come in.
I think he should come in. He's got that new sport mod in.
Well, how about coming to KUSI? You bring your car. He can bring his car. Bring Angela's car on a tow truck.
Yeah.
Right side up, upside down.
Preferably.
It does tricks. Did you have to pay extra for that?
That is so funny. But no, that's awesome. And you know, sponsoring your car, especially being a champion in two divisions, I mean, if you want to get some exposure, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I'm looking for sponsors for the 2022 season.
How about the dealership?
Yeah, so far.
Have you got? Well, it probably wouldn't hurt if you were driving a Hyundai.
That's true.
A little Elantra or.
If, you know what? I've been toying with the idea. I'm working on another deal right now where I might be driving a Cobalt this year.
Yeah.
So.
But just think if you went to the owner and say, look, next time you take a trade in, a 2000 or 2001 or what have you.
Well,
have them hook you up.
I was going to do that with an Elantra, but since IMC rules say I can't have variable timing.
Oh, okay.
What Hyundai could you? An older one.
Some of the older ones. This was a 2006, so,
yeah.
You know, I fixed it and was driving it for
a while. Because you know used car managers, when they bring in those older ones, they just send them to auction and, you know, $500.
Send them to David.
Yeah, I missed my chance with the Saturn they had with the one of those 2.2 Ecotecs that, you know, whip me on a daily basis.
That would have been a good one?
That would have been a good one.
Oh.
Yeah, but no, you need to get a Hyundai, so that way the owner throws some money at you.
Yeah, I'll have to work on that.
I know. Yeah, I'm trying to think where that store is. What used to be in that store? Or has it always been a Hyundai store?
It's always been a Hyundai store.
Yeah, because I worked there for, that's why I kind of jokingly said it's the only road that's never been repaired.
Yeah. We also have Dodge dealer across the street, too.
Okay, I know where you're at. I was at the Toyota store. I worked at the Toyota store when Cushman owned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all have no cars on the lot, but
I know.
They're starting to we're actually starting to get some cars, so that's a good thing. Yeah.
But they're 22s.
Yeah.
Right?
They're great cars. Come on in and get one.
What happened to the 2001s?
Yeah, where are the 21s?
The 21s.
Probably sitting on the ocean.
No, they're still sitting on the lots.
Yeah, well, you know what? They might be out on one of the barges.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
When's your next race and where?
Next race is January 1st.
Okay.
At Mojave Valley Speedway.
Where's your next race?
Maybe, hopefully, next season if I ever get released from work comp.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're injured?
I am still.
You fell down?
I did.
No, I hate it when you fall down. Yeah. Don't you hate that when you fall down?
Yeah, but I think behind the scenes, she's really learning a lot.
Oh, no, you know, I will always be an arrive and drive princess.
Oops. Oh, boy, I think I remember that from the first interview.
Are you listening?
Holy cow. Now, but you seem involved in this program behind the scenes for David, supporting.
I know enough to get sponsors and make sure if I suspect somebody's cheating, I can be like, oh, well, here's the money. Oh. Can we tear this down?
So you're not doing tire pressure?
No. Look at her
fingers. Oh, my gosh, she's laughing.
Look at her hands.
Nothing?
Hold your hands.
Driving it onto the trailer?
Angela, hold your hands out. Do those look like the hands?
I have more grease under my
fingernails. Hold your hands out. Only girl I know that gets her fingernails done with grease.
Hey, she makes sure we have track food. So.
Oh, okay. I do that.
Okay, but don't touch the car.
No.
I don't blame you. I love ride and drive.
But she's going to be a driver. You know, that whole thing about being able to communicate.
But it's not an overly complicated car. It's not that difficult.
What?
Do you
camber caster toe, ride hike, and all that, or not
with
the
Sport
Compact?
Angela, did you see that look?
Okay,
I can change the oil on my own car if I absolutely had to. But
why?
Absolutely. Listeners, you can't see her. She's got her hand wide open and on her chest. Like, if I absolutely have to. Yeah.
The terms of buying my race car was I would always be an arrive and drive princess.
I think that should be on the side of your car.
Her princess?
See, I told him I was going to do that. But he drove my car and flipped it. So
you immediately, got one up on him for that.
You'll
for
never
sure. Yeah.
live that
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I don't know how never. You could live
There's
that down.
There's not enough diamonds on the planet to live that down.
Yeah.
No.
And he still won't let me sell my wrecked race car because now we're going to take it to
Paris. Yes. Yes. I'm an advocate for that. Yeah. Go. Do that.
Well, you'd never.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, this one here, I'm sitting here, and all of a sudden, I get a text. I look down. She's in her race car in the garage.
Oh, today. I had to fire her up. I needed to remind her I love her. Got to keep the juices flowing. Got to open that thermostat. That's the big mistake I made.
And you were smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, my dwarf car brings me joy. And this chocolate is bringing me
joy.
You're
having a hard time concentrating. Is this another
song? I have been distracted.
Song? Is this another song that you know?
I mean, I know it. I don't have a memory. No, I didn't open for this band.
So. Oh, okay. Well, we're just checking.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Hope you enjoyed Racer Radio as much as we've enjoyed giving it to you. David, Angela, thank you very much. You're always welcome. Yes, dear.
We have another Barona family coming in next week.
Who?
Sextons should be coming in.
All right. Good deal. Yeah. Well, this is Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.